one of nine children brought up in East London. Daniel claims that he's been able to do massive calculations since he was only four.
I had quite a severe seizure as a very small child. A series of seizures and a diagnosis of epilepsy was made.
His childhood fits seem to have changed something in his brain.
It's really from that time that I started to see pictures in my mind, images started to form.
Intuitively, Daniel also began to perceive the patterns within numbers. Cases like this are extremely rare, yet there are others who have also suffered injury to the brain, only to emerge with a startling and often similar kind of talent. Orlando Serrell was just 10 when he received his fateful blow.
Me and a couple of friends were playing baseball. I was a batter. When I ran to first base, the guy threw the ball and the ball hit me on my left side of the head. It was a hard hit. Right up in this area. Right up in there. And I just laid on the ground. I didn't go to hospital. Didn't get no treatment or nothing.
To his surprise, Orlando soon discovered that he could name the day of the week and recall the weather for any date since his accident.
February 17, 1980 was on a Sunday with sunshine and clear skies. June 3, 1985 was on a Monday. It was hot. March 28, 1990 was on a Wednesday and sunshine and clear skies. Sunday was hot. March 2, 1985 was on a Wednesday. December 23, 1992 was on a Wednesday. December 24, 89 was on a Sunday, cloudy. I can't explain it, but it pops right into my head.
Somehow, the circuitry in his brain is computing calendar dates.
What part of my brain is doing this, I don't know.
Both Orlando and Daniel seem to possess special powers of perception, as well as enhanced memory. There are only a handful of people like this worldwide, and they are known to science as savants.